Discover the secret right-wing network behind AMX9/11 deception, by Max Blumenthal, Friday 08 September 2006, less than 72 hours before AMX The Path to 9/11 is scheduled to air. The network is suddenly under siege. On Tuesday, AMX was forced to concede that The Path to 9/11 is a dramatization, not a documentary. The film deceptively invents scenes to depict former President Bill Clinton's handling of the Al-Qaeda threat. Now, AMX claims to be editing those false sequences to satisfy critics, so the show can go on, even if it still remains a gross distortion of history. And as it does so, AMX advances the illusion that the deceptive nature of The Path to 9/11 is an honest mistake committed by a hard-working, but admittedly fumbling team of well-intentioned Hollywood professionals who wanted nothing less than to entertain America. But this is another big lie. In fact, The Path to 9/11 is produced and promoted by a well-honed propaganda operation consisting of a network of little-known right-wingers working from within Hollywood to counter its supposedly liberal bias. This is the network within the AMX network. Its godfather is far-right activist David Horowitz, who has worked for more than a decade to establish a right-wing presence in Hollywood and to discredit mainstream film and TV production. On this project, he is working with a secretive evangelical religious right group founded by The Path to 9/11's director David Cunningham, that proclaims its goal to transform Hollywood in line with its messianic vision. Before The Path to 9/11 entered the production stage, Disney/AB contracted David Cunningham as the film's director. Cunningham is no ordinary Hollywood journeyman. He is in fact the son of Lauren Cunningham, founder of the right-wing evangelical group Youth with a Mission EWM. The young Cunningham helped found an auxiliary of his father's group called the Film Institute FI, which, according to its mission statement, is dedicated to a godly transformation and revolution to and through the film and television industry. As part of FI's long-term strategy, Cunningham helped place interns from Youth with a Mission's global training network in film industry jobs, so that they can begin to impact and transform Hollywood from the inside out, according to a EWM report. Last June, Cunningham's FI announced it was producing its first film, mysteriously titled Untitled History Project. FI's first project is a doozy, a newsletter to EWM members read. Simply being referred to as the Untitled History Project, it is already being called the television event of the decade, and not one second has been put to film yet. Talk about great expectations. A web edition of the newsletter was mysteriously deleted yesterday, but has been cached on Google at the link above. The following month, on July 28, the New York Post reported that AMX was filming a miniseries under a shroud of secrecy about the 9/11 attacks. At the moment, AMX officials are calling the miniseries Untitled Commission Report and producers refer to it as the Untitled History Project, the Post noted. Early on, Cunningham had recruited a young Iranian-American screenwriter named Cyrus Norrister to write the script of his secretive untitled film. Not only is Norrister an outspoken conservative, he is also a fervent member of the emerging network of right-wing people burrowing into the film industry with ulterior sectarian political and religious agendas, like Cunningham. Norrister's conservatism was on display when he appeared as a featured speaker at the Liberty Film Festival LFF, an annual event founded in 2004 to premiere and promote conservative-themed films supposedly too politically incorrect to gain acceptance at mainstream film festivals. This June, while The Path to 9/11 was being filmed, LFF founders Govind Dinimurti and Jason Appazzo, both friends of Norrister, announced they were partnering with right-wing activist David Horowitz. Indeed, the 2006 LFF is listed as a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Since the inauguration of Bill Clinton in 1992, Horowitz has labored to create a network of politically active conservatives in Hollywood. His Hollywoodness centers around his Wednesday morning clump, a weekly meet-and-greet session for Left Coast Conservatives that has been graced with speeches by the likes of Newt Gingrich, Victor Davis Hanson and Christopher Hitchens. The group's headquarters are at the offices of Horowitz's Center for the Study of Popular Culture, a think tank bankrolled for years with millions by right-wing sugar daddies like eccentric far-right billionaire Rick Hardmelon Scaife. Scaife financed the Arkansas Project, a $2.3 million dirty tricks operation that included paying sources for negative stories about Bill Clinton that turned out to be false. With the LFF now under Horowitz's control, his political machine began drumming up support for Cunningham and Norrister's untitled project, which finally was revealed in large summer as the Path to 9/11. Horowitz's PR blitz began with an August 16 interview with Norrister on his front page mag webzine. In the interview, Norrister foreshadowed the film's assault on Clinton's record on fighting terror. The 9/11 report details the Clinton administration's response, or lack of response, to Al-Qaeda, and how this emboldened bin Laden to keep attacking American interests, Norrister told front page mag's Jamie Glazov. There simply was no response. Nothing. A week later, ABC-hosted LFF co-founder Murty and several other conservative operatives at an advanced screening of The Path to 9/11. While ABC provided 900 DVDs of the film to conservatives, Clinton administration officials and objective reviewers from mainstream outlets were denied them. Murty returned with a glowing review for Front Page Mag that emphasized the film's partisan nature. The Path to 9/11 is one of the best, most intelligent, most pro-American miniseries I've ever seen on TV, and conservatives should support it and promote it as vigorously as possible, Murty wrote. As a result of the special access granted by ABC, Murty's article was the first published review of The Path to 9/11, preceding those by The New York Times and La Times by more than a week. Murty followed her review with a blast email to conservative websites such as Liberty Post and Free Republic on September 1, urging their readers to throw their weight behind ABC's miniseries. Please do everything you can to spread the word about this excellent miniseries, Murty wrote, so that The Path to 9/11 gets the highest ratings possible when it airs on September 10 and 11. If this show gets huge ratings, then ABC will be more likely to produce pro-American movies and TV shows in the future. Murty's efforts were supported by Appuzo, who handles LFF's heavily trafficked blog, Libertas. Appuzo was instrumental in marketing The Path to 9/11 to conservatives, writing in a blog post on September 2nd, "Make no mistake about what this film does. Among other things, it places the question of the Clinton administration's culpability for the 9/11 attacks front and center. Bravo to Cyrus Norrister and David Cunningham for creating this gritty, stylish and gripping piece of entertainment." When a group of leading Senate Democrats sent a letter to ABC CEO Robert Iger urging him to cancel The Path to 9/11 because of its glaring factual errors and distortions, Appuzo launched a retaliatory campaign to paint the Democrats as foes of free speech. "Here at Libertas, we urge the public to make noise over this and to demand that Democrats back down," he wrote on September 7th. "What is at stake is nothing short of the First Amendment." At Front Page Mag, Horowitz singled out Norrister as the victim. The attacks by former President Bill Clinton, former Clinton administration officials and Democratic House senators on Cyrus Norrister's ABC miniseries The Path to 9/11 are easily the gravest and most brazen and damaging governmental attacks on the civil liberties of ordinary Americans since 9/11. Horowitz declared. Now, as discussion grows over the false character of The Path to 9/11, the right-wing network that brought it to fruition is ratcheting up its PR efforts. Murty will appear tonight on CNN's Glenn Beck Show and The Situation Room, according to Libertas, in order to respond to the major disinformation campaign now being run by Democrats to block the truth about what actually happened during the Clinton years. While this network claims its success and postures as the true victims, The ABC network suffers a PR catastrophe. It's almost as though it was complacent about an attack on its reputation by a band of political terrorists.